Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We are an Odyssey station. And let me tell you, man, Odyssey, if you don't have the app, you got to get the app, because not only can you listen to us, but man, there are so many Odyssey exclusive stations that have been curated for peeps just like you.
And with today being National Stay the Hell Away from Seattle Day, instead of coming to Seattle, listen to the Seattle sound. Yeah, learn all about the music that made Seattle so great. Yeah. All Seattle music. And it's on the Seattle Sound Station. Or if you feel like getting in on a boat or pretending that you're on a boat, maybe taking a bath and closing your eyes and thinking you're in the water, listen to the Jugger Yacht Rock Station. Sail away.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of stations that are just designed for people like you. There's got to be one there for you. Hundreds of these Odyssey exclusive stations. You can get them on the Odyssey app. And how do you get the Odyssey app? Just go to your app store. It's simple as that. AUDACY Odyssey.
Let's play B Mix.
It's time to play the game. Do everybody scream his name? B Mix. Don't be a loser. Whoa. B Mix. You're a loser.
It is time to B Mix. And it's Thursday, so let's get cracking.
Release the Kraken.
Cracking Thursdays, powered by Coors Light.
Yeah, and you know it.
You guys are looking so sharp. Wow.
Yeah, look at
I've
us
never seen you guys look better.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys should just wear those all the time.
We just needed hockey jerseys to make us look good.
I'll be honest. I've never been like a guy who wears hockey jerseys outside of going to a hockey game, like to watch a game. Like, but these jerseys fit so well. I would actually wear this just anywhere.
Yes.
I need to get my money's worth is what I'm basically telling myself.
Also yeah. That. Yeah. But especially now that it's getting colder outside a little bit, like this is going to be perfect. Like I don't even need a jacket anymore.
Oh, you guys, this is Kevin Smith wear. This is what you've done, my friends.
Yeah. Well, it looks great.
Don't be surprised if I wear this every day for the next year or so.
All right. Oh, yeah, baby.
Will you wash it every now and again, maybe?
Yeah, you might want to do that.
A little Febreze will fix it.
Okay. See, babe, now it was only 14 cents a day. Yeah. It made sense.
I did the math, babe, and I can actually get another jersey now.
Oh, yeah, you need another one. That way you can wash that. I mean, you got to have it, keep it clean, right?
Damn straight.
You're making it worth it. All right, let's get this game, shall we?
Yes.
Today we have David from Tacoma. David, are you there?
I sure am.
All right, Steve, now get out. For those playing at home, David has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who both starred and produced in the sitcom Parks and Recreation?
Danny DeVito?
No.
I don't know. Ted Danson?
No.
Catherine Bell?
No. Stevie Wonder had the 70s hit song titled Isn't She What?
Lovely.
Yes. What is the biggest muscle in the human body?
Tongue.
No.
The quad.
No.
Muscle. Heart.
No. How many teams did Shaq play with in the NBA?
Two, three.
No.
Four.
No. If it's 3 p.m. in St. Louis, what time would it be in Seattle?
It'd be 1 p.m.
Yes. What cosmetics company uses the slogan, because you're worth it?
Maybelline.
No.
L'Oreal.
Yes. Ceviche is said to have originated in what South American country?
South America. Cuba. I don't know.
No.
All righty then.
David,
well,
you got three correct.
Woo! Yeah.
That's terrible.
I agree with you, David.
Yeah, it's not the greatest performance, yeah. But at least you didn't drop a deuce.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a good point.
You got three.
No. The Cuba answer's a little tough, though, I have to say. But otherwise.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was a little rough, even for a non-geographical nut like me. Even I'm like, wow, okay.
I still have a little faith. Not much, but a little, David.
All right, here we go.
Steve, are you ready?
Release the Kraken.
Who both starred and produced in the sitcom Parks and Recreation?
Tina Fey.
No.
Oh, Chris Pratt.
No.
Amy Poehler.
Yes.
Nice job.
Stevie Wonder had the 70s hit song titled, Isn't She What?
Isn't She Lovely?
Yes. What is the biggest muscle in the human body?
The tongue?
No.
Bicep.
No.
The quads.
No.
Damn it.
How many teams did Shaq play with in the NBA?
Three.
No.
Four.
No.
Five.
No.
Six.
If it's 3 p. Yes. If it's 3 p.m. in St. Louis, what time would it be in Seattle?
Stay away from Seattle. One?
Yes.
P.m.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. What cosmetics company uses the slogan, because you're worth it?
Maybelline?
No.
That's all I know. Prada.
No.
Prada.
Nike.
Yes.
No.
Wow.
Ceviche is said to have originated in what South American country?
Spain.
No. Steve, you got three correct as well, which is a tie.
Oh, come on. Nice job, David. You kept a song for being on the radio. Good job, buddy.
Yeah, sorry.
Wow.
These were a little tough, I guess.
They were.
How about that? I mean, Spain and Cuba. Those are my two favorite answers today.
Did he guess Cuba?
Yeah, yes. For South American country.
Hey, man, guess something.
But at least you know what? He was in the South. I mean, I will give him that much.
Does anybody know where ceviche has originated in what South America?
Well,
country?
I would have to. I see. If you gave me three guesses, I would say Peru, Brazil.
You'd be correct with the first one, Peru.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Does anybody know the biggest muscle in our bodies?
The brain?
No.
Oh, well, then that's not. I'm not using that muscle very well. I don't know. I don't know muscles.
No. It helps you with the squats.
Oh, the glute.
The glutes?
Yeah, gluteus maximus.
Oh, they're the big. Oh, I say maximus.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, you're right. They gave it the name maximus. Okay.
Work that butt.
Exactly. We eventually figured out that Shaq played with six teams in the NBA.
Six. Damn.
Damn. That's yes.
He was just bouncing around. I'm trying to think of which one. So he did the Orlando Magic.
Yeah.
He was with the Heat.
Yeah.
I think.
He was with the Suns.
Was he with the Clippers?
He was definitely
Cavaliers.
With the Lakers.
Lakers, yeah.
Yeah, Lakers, I know. Oh, he never was with the Clippers. Okay, I think I'm thinking of somebody else.
Lakers, Cavaliers, Suns, Heat.
He played for the Celtics?
Celtics.
I don't even remember.
Oh,
yeah, apparently 2010
and
to 2011, he played with the Celtics.
Yeah, there were a few that was just for like 1 year.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes sense when you're on six teams and you're a big name like that.
Yeah, I feel like the ones, like the prime time for him was the Magic, the Lakers, and the Heat.
Yeah,
and then after that, yeah, man, I forgot about the Suns, the Cavs, and the Celtics.
Yeah. Wow.
He got around. He's Shaq.
I still have my Orlando Magic Shaq jersey somewhere.
Oh, was it him and Penny Hardaway?
Penny Hardaway, yeah.
That was a 1-2 punch right there. I remember that was like right when the Magic were a team.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now what are they?
Oh. Well, congratulations on no one because you guys tied.
Yeah. I guess you're right, Steve. They are still a team.
They're just not Magic anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sad times. There was a podcast that was doing their show when lightning struck their studios. And yes, they're a podcast. They were recording. So we've got the audio. Oh, man. You're going to hear this at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a podcast called The PK and DK Show.
You need to jump in on this. PK, DK, and BJ.
I started a trend. I love that people are following it. Yeah. So we got PK, DK, BJ. Though these guys, they started a trend that I do not want to be part of. They had a crazy moment this week when their studio got struck by lightning. And, of course, they were recording, so they've got the exact moment when this happened.
Actually, should you take this mic? Oh, it's bad, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear that?
It just hit in our headphones.
Oh, crow. Oh, my God.
It just hit in our headphones.
Yeah.
Is everything
working still? Oh, God.
You can see like a light flicker. And I think my favorite part is the female on this show. At some point, it's just holding her dog. Like, at some point, she just gets to the point where, like, I just need to hold my dog. And now they're all talking. She's just holding, like, this little puppy. And I'm like, yeah, I guess I'd be a little traumatized by that.
Oh, I don't blame her at all, dude. Your building gets hit by lightning. Yeah, I'm done.
She's just standing holding her dog like, F this.
Yeah, I do not blame her at all. Man. And, that's nuts, dude.
So that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, that sounds like when you got headphones on and you get hit by lightning, I guess.
Yeah, because I don't feel like if lightning hit our building, I don't know, would we feel it or see it? Or I think we're okay.
I don't think I want to find out.
You know, I'm with you. Maybe that happens like on a Saturday when we're not here.
Good call. I love this plan. Let's see then, and Danny can be in. We'll have Danny come in just to test it out.
Why Danny?
Well, he's already got
a broken foot.
That's what I'm saying. He's already done. I mean, really, he doesn't have much left in him.
You know, I do need more spiky hair. So
I was going to say.
At that point,
I
could just electrocute my hair up.
At least you don't have to worry about standing and doing your hair.
Yeah, I don't think we'd notice if it hit Danny. I really don't think we would.
Now, it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Yeah, so this podcast had a crazy moment in their studio when it got struck by lightning. Based on this, we want to know, man, what is the craziest moment that's happened in your life? Because I think they're going to chalk that up to the craziest moment that happened in their life. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What is the craziest moment that has happened in your life? Your calls, your texts after Linkin Park on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock. 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There was a podcast that had a crazy moment this week when their studio got struck by lightning. Based on this, we want to know, what is the craziest moment that has happened in your life? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's go to Chris in Seattle. Chris, you are on The Rock.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, Chris. Welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
All right. So right after high school, a girl that I knew from junior high and high school, I started dating her. And then at one point, she told me that she was pregnant.
Oh, damn. All right.
And then she told me later on, like a month later, that she had miscarried. So I don't know whether or not she actually was.
Ooh, that's a tough one, because obviously miscarriage is really a hard thing. But then again, you not being in the picture, it could have easily been.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Just a scam.
Yeah, there's a lot of suspect things that happen with it that I don't need to get into those details. But anyway, the really crazy thing was a few weeks ago, another friend of mine from high school tagged me and a couple other friends, just being like, you know, hey, still thinking about you guys and stuff like that. And the girl was also tagged, so I clicked on her name. Be like, hey, what's going on? Excuse me. What's going on with her? And then on her, like, banner profile picture, it had, like, the name of the girl that we had, like, the name that we had come up with.
As well, you mean the name for the baby that you would have had?
Yeah, that we had come up with, as if, I don't know if that baby actually exists or not.
My brain hurts.
Whoa, dude. So basically, is her banner picture on Facebook, she puts the name, is there a picture of a child or just the name?
I know she has some kids.
Wow,
so
it's nuts.
To me, I honestly don't know.
Wow.
Maybe she just used the same name for another kid?
That would be really weird, but it also has, it had the first, middle, and last name, so.
That is, I mean, that, yeah, so I can see why in some level you're like, could that be my child, or did she just steal the name? Is she out of her? I feel like you win not being in a relationship with her, though. I do feel like that.
Well, sounds like a very fun person to be with.
Oh, yeah, you think she's, awesome?
Keeper, right, well, yeah.
She's just a keeper. Wow, man. I am so happy that I had no game. I really, Steve, I mean, you and I are lucky, because who knows the drama we would have been in if we had game.
Yeah, I definitely feel like college would have been a whole different thing. I probably would have made a lot more very boneheaded decisions had women want to get with me.
I thought you were going to say I probably would have made a lot more babies.
Yes. 100%.
No doubt about it. I mean, I would have too. There's no doubt about the fact that I was dumb and stupid. Just nobody wanted anything to do with me, so I never had a chance to impregnate anybody.
Well, I had a buddy that, like, he was like a ladies guy, and he didn't care. He was just never using any protection. We would always give him a hard time about that. Like, dude, kids or this or that. He was so... And he was so dumb. He's like, if I don't want it, it's not going to happen. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like,
wow.
He thought by the power of thought.
The power of Grayskull.
Right. Like, he's just like, if I choose to not have chlamydia, I don't have chlamydia. And we're like, wow. That's not how life works. He's like, I'm not going to get anyone pregnant. We're like, but you're not being safe about it. I know I'm not going to.
So let me ask a question. Did he ever get any diseases, and did he ever get a kid?
Not that I know of. So I think he was right.
He was Neo. I mean, he was like matrixing up that stuff. Look at him.
I would bet that he did either get one of those things going on. He just was too proud to admit it. He got the chlamydia.
You never. I mean, I think we only had him in our world for like a year. He lived in our suite, like in college, in the dorms. Like, we had like a little suite set up, and we never saw him again after that. So possibly he knocked somebody up, or he got the syphilis, and he just left Plattsburgh.
See, Vicky, you. We need to believe that you're right about this, because it is so unfair if you're not.
Well, I have a buddy who used to think that. He's like, no, I can't get anybody pregnant. I can't. And like year after year for 3 years, he got his wife pregnant. Like, he just had super, like, so
well,
many
at what
babies
point does he realize he's wrong with that opinion?
Right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, he's still, yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. When do you finally look in the mirror and go, dude, you got how many kids?
After one kid, I'd be like, well, I clearly was wrong about that.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, luckily it was with his wife and not with some of the messes that he used to date. But right.
Here's a crazy moment. Someone says, my now ex-girlfriend's mom started hitting on me back when I was in a relationship with the ex.
Wow.
I for sure thought she was just testing me to see if I would stray and then rat me out. So I passed on her flirtations. She is hot. Then 2 days after I was dumped by my ex, her mom was in my bed. I still don't think my ex knows. Ha ha, suck it, Lisa.
Whoa. Wow. Well, Lisa's not the only one that he told to do that.
So do you think the mom reached out to him to console him? Like, hey, I'm sorry my daughter dumped you. How about we make that actually happen? Or do you think he reached out and said, hey, about that time?
I would say the DMs.
He had to reach out, especially since he was so pissed at her. He's like, you know what? I'm going to go for your mom now, since she was interested.
And I feel like I think he was like thinking pretty clearly in that situation. Like, I bet she's testing me. You know, you don't know. Like, sometimes, like,
yeah, that's a good man. That's a smart dude.
Right. So he's like, you know what? I'm gonna take the high road. I'm not gonna do anything bad.
And then he probably didn't rat her out either.
No.
You know, he was like, you know, he was like, well, you know what? Let's just forget the whole thing happened. Until, of course, I needed to remember the whole thing needs to happen.
Yeah, I feel like you would just like, why? Don't pass up on that opportunity, and don't screw it up then. If you have like this mom that you think is hot, that wants to get with you. And that, like, why screw that up?
Well, you know what? Turns out he's the winner in all categories.
But what if they get serious and then all of a sudden he shows up to Thanksgiving?
That would be so amazing.
Hi, Lisa. Can you pass me the potatoes?
I want to go to that Thanksgiving dinner. You know, I don't care. I'll sit at the kiddie table. I just want to be there for that moment.
Just to see the fireworks. I just want to just be there for the hello.
Yeah. Well, plus we get food, Steve. We get fed and you get to see a show. Oh, great idea. Well, invite us if you make that happen, sir. Let's go to Clark in Maple Valley. Clark, you are on The Rock.
Good morning, guys. Love your show. You guys are awesome. Very entertaining every day.
Oh, thanks. Anyway, I appreciate that. How about you? So, what was the craziest moment that's happened to you?
Well, I've got a handful, but probably the one that sticks out the most. I'm a plumber. Been doing it forever. Anyway, a buddy of mine is a member of Three Crazy Brothers Contractors. They do a lot of crazy things.
I love the name of the company.
Crazy Brothers.
That's a great name of the company right there.
Right? It might as well have been. I can't tell you most of the stories, but this one's pretty humorous. So he says, they got more money than Carter has liver pills. So he buys a brand new boat and he uses it for like one season. And he says, hey, I'm not using my boat. You know, you've been telling me how great it is. Why don't you come over and replumb my house this weekend and I'll give you my boat. It's like $10,000 boat. I'm like, that sounds like a good deal to me. So he says, go ahead and head over to my house after work and have a beer wherever and chill for a minute, get your bearings and get your tools out, whatever, and I'll be there. So no problem. So I've been there before, you know. So I go in the back little patio door, my tools in my hands, and I go through and I open a little kitchen door to the laundry room there, and I go take one step in, and it sounds like a horse is galloping across the house. I'm like, what on earth's going on here? And I hear this come, come, come. And all of a sudden I look up and see what appeared to be a full-sized mountain lion, cougar, right? Giant. And I'm like, okay, that's what, not quite what went through my head. But anyway, so I'm about ready to pee my pants, right? And so in all slow motion, my entire life passes before my eyes. I've had a pretty cool life, by the way. But anyway.
All right then. Well, so I'm glad to say so. We were, Steve and I were both wondering. It's good to know that you've had a cool life.
Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful thing. First class caviar, all that stuff. But I was thinking my brand new boat. I'm never going to use my brand new boat.
Are we talking to The Rock? Who are we talking to? Who is this?
Lifestyles and the rich and famous. Yeah, rockaholics.
Nice.
Have you paid a plumber lately, guys? Come on. Give me a break.
Dude, my buddy's a plumber. He has a helicopter.
Yeah, well, I would, except I have two rich ex-wives. Does that count?
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. It's a good business to be in, I think, if you do it right.
Boy, Clark is the man.
BJ's not the only comedy guy. Anyway, so don't feel bad. Wow.
I love this guy.
He's the best. Yeah. Clark needs to call more often. All right, Clark, what you got, boy? What else you got, boy? So you got this mountain lion, and you're about to pee your pants, even though you had a great life.
So real, slow motion. So all my tools go flying through the air. The copper fittings hit the floor and everything. This mountain lion jumps from across the room, leaps across towards my head, just it jumps into my arms. I think, okay, he's going to rip my throat out. I'm dead. And he literally jumps into me like a bear hug, right? And this thing is, now in reality, it's the size of maybe a Rottweiler with an 8-foot tail, okay? But to me, it was huge. So I catch this thing mid-flight. He hits, and his head's about the size of a basketball, you know? And he hits me and about knocks me out. So I'm dazed and confused, and he's growling, but he's actually purring. So the thing's lonely. It's a kitten, essentially. It's about maybe 100 pounds, 120 pounds, right?
100 pounds.
Lonely
kitten.
And
Hello.
Missed his dad, right? Yeah, it was like Cuddles or something was his name. I mean, it was some little cutesy name. But anyway, so my redneck buddy had this property out in the country. He was going to build a 10-foot fence and be, you know, who was the guy that had the Grizzly Adams or whatever? He was going to be like Cougar Adams, right? Or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. That was his dream. Okay, he drank a little bit. Anyhow, okay. So the thing starts kneading, you know, with the needles with the claws in my chest, you know, in and out, and purring, and it's smacking me in the face, wanting to get pet. So when I realize I'm not dying, I start petting this thing, and it's the most beautiful creature you've ever seen. Pure gold eyes and muscles and gorgeous. So anyway, I looked over at the chair, and there's this big Indian blanket, thick, you know, blanket there. And I'm like, okay, well, that's what that's for. So I carry in this stupid thing, and I stop halfway across the way. I said, bag this, go over to the fridge, grab three or four beers, go back over to the chair, sit down. And the funniest part of the whole story is I'm sitting there, and I'm bleeding, right? And I've got this cat is super happy, and I'm thinking, this is a neat experience. I'll tell this story multiple times. But the funniest part is my buddy walks in the house, and he sees all my tools and all my parts and fittings everywhere. He's like, what on earth? And he looks up and he sees me with the blood and the cat and the beers, and he falls down hysterically laughing for like 15 minutes. He cannot control himself. He thinks it's the funniest thing he's ever seen. And after threatening his life, it all was good. But anyway, very, very funny.
I need
a cigarette after that story.
Clark, you need to, at some point, if you've got another story that you think is awesome, you need to call us. I appreciate that is fantastic. I felt like I was saying, he's got the same kind of delivery as Tom Arnold.
Yes.
Tom Arnold, he speaks very much like the way Tom Arnold does, and it sounds like Clark has had a life. That's a fact.
I don't know if I would start laughing if I walked in and saw my friend bleeding with a cougar, petting it with some beers.
You're the dude that's got that as a pet cougar.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
He said he was drunk, so.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah,
yeah.
Steve, you and I would not be laughing because, well, we would never even be involved in a situation like that. But I feel like, you know, Clark has, he said he's lived a life, and he surely has because he's got friends like that.
Petting cougars, caviar, and first class.
Who's the musician that's got a wildcat or something like that? Used to?
Sean Kinney from Alice in Chains used to. I don't think he does anymore.
Well, Mike Tyson had a tiger in the documentary, The Hangover.
So that's true.
A cautionary tale.
So, I mean, Sean Kinney, I mean, Steve, you out of anybody in the show, you are probably close enough that you could have been his buddy and you could have walked in while he still had that creature. You know what I mean?
If I walked in, that's the closest I would have got. I probably would have turned around and walked out.
Me too.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Love you, Alice in Chains.
Yeah, but that's it. It's over.
Appreciate the invite.
Yeah.
Don't ever invite me over again.
Yeah.
I'd be terrified.
Oh, dude, if a cat jumped in my face and I'm bleeding, I don't care how friendly it is. If it's drawn blood, I am out of my mind, like, terrified.
See, I'm not even like, I don't hate cats. I just don't like being around them because they always get on my lap and then they just their nails pop out and they just dig into your leg. I know they don't mean any harm, but it's like one of those sensations I just do not like.
Oh, yeah.
So that alone, like if you just had like a regular cat in your house, I'm like, I'd kind of have a little bit of anxiety. Like, I mean, I'm not going to like get this cat away from me, but it's just like, oh, please don't sit on my lap because I know what's going to happen next.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So now all of a sudden you got a wild cat. F that.
Well, speaking of that, Steve, a family is dealing with their pet cat being cursed out regularly, probably because of this. I mean, you know, because of the way it digs in. Yeah, this family's got a pet cat that gets cursed out regularly by their pet parrot. And we've got the audio. You're going to hear it at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.